Ladies and gentlemen, may I please have your attention? My name is Julie. I'm the treasurer for the CSB. I'd like to welcome you all coming here this afternoon for our Veterans Day concert in remembrance of Ted Brown, a fellow trombone player who recently passed away. So I'm going to hand the mic over to Jim, who's actually been doing announcements for this band for 15 years now, and we'd like to recognize that and give him a little token of our appreciation. Thank you very much. Thank you. As treasurer, I encourage you to purchase coffee, water, and baked goods outside that door on the left. Please have exact change and enjoy the concert. Here's Jim Wu.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our annual Veterans Day concert. As we begin our 22nd season as your community concert band, November 11th, originally called Armistice Day, was renamed Veterans Day by Congress in 1954. President Eisenhower issued this proclamation. Let us solemnly remember the sacrifices of all those who fought so valiantly to preserve our heritage of freedom. This program is a musical salute to all veterans who have served our nation. The band especially remembers Theodore H. Brown, passed away in May, 1 week short of his 90th birthday. Ted was a longtime member of our trombone section and also played with several other ensembles in the area. In his long productive life, he served his country and community in many ways. Chief Warrant Officer in the Navy in World War II, musician, electrical engineer, music teacher, Boy Scout mentor, patriot, beloved family man. Upon retirement, first from the Navy, and then later from Lockheed, Ted's spirit of service led him to enroll at San Jose State University at the age of 65. Not content to just sit in the classroom, he joined the college's marching band, and his white hair gave that unit special recognition. After earning his degree and teaching credential, he was even more dedicated to teaching young people about music and life. His entire life was one of giving back to those around him. The Cupertino Symphonic Band is proud to dedicate this concert to the memory of fellow bandsman Ted Brown. Now please welcome our conductor, Tom Narciso. Although not designated as our national anthem until an act of Congress in 1931, the text of the Star-Spangled Banner was written in 1814. An American lawyer and poet, Francis Scott Key, was inspired by the sight of the flag at Fort McHenry in Baltimore during a British bombardment to write the now famous words. It was then set to the tune of an old English drinking song, generally credited to John Stafford Smith. The arrangement we hear today is by Claudio Grafula, who composed a number of marches during the Civil War period. Please stand, the band plays our national anthem.
Thank you.
I be seated? Song and Dance Man, composer, flag waver. That was George M. Cohan, whose songs from the early 1900s bridged the First and Second World Wars. They are famous tunes. Over There, Yankee Doodle Boy, You're a Grand Old Flag. In 1904, one of his earliest songs, Give My Regards to Broadway, was part of a musical called Little Johnny Jones. The show lasted just 2 months, after which Cohan took it on the road, then back to New York, where it soon became a hit. From that point on, Cohan was the dominant star on Broadway. Shortly after his death in 1942, his life story was told in the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy, starring James Cagney, who won the Academy Award for Best Actor. The morale-boosting film during World War II honored both the memory of Cohan and the American way of life. Here's the spirited, Give My Regards to Broadway. The heritage of the march in America has evolved through the nation's history. Some historians start with the circus bands of the late 1800s. Others say it really took hold with the military bands of the Civil War period, where thousands of musicians doubled as soldiers on the battlefield. The post-war period saw the rise of concert bands when many of their leaders also made their mark as composers of marches. The best known was John Philip Sousa, born in 1854, died in 1932, who wrote hundreds of marches. He also achieved fame as leader of the U.S. Marine Band and later with his own organization in tours around the world. Known as the March King, he was also fond of the musical stage and wrote 10 operettas. One of the most successful has endured in the popular title march, El Capitan. The noted Czech composer Antonín Dvořák, born 1841, died 1904, is considered one of the world's greatest. His compositions often depicted the life of his people and country. So it was not unusual that during a visit to the United States in 1892, he was attracted to Negro spirituals and Native American music. With this inspiration, he composed his famous Ninth Symphony entitled From the New World. The second movement, the Largo, inspired one of his pupils, William Arms Fisher, to write in 1922 a poem to the beautiful melody. Fisher said the words were meant to reflect his teacher's longing for home and also to suggest the nostalgia of the soul which all human beings feel. The first few lines show just how successful he was. Going home, I'm a going home. Quiet like some still day, I'm just going home. Lots of folks gathered there, all the friends I knew, all the friends I knew. Home, I'm going home. The song was played by the U.S. Air Force Band in the 1994 movie, Clear and Present Danger. Here's that special band arrangement for the beautiful Going Home.
Thank you.
music has always been a part of military tradition. Service bands help boost morale and build patriotism. Fighting songs have been written to arouse a sense of duty and enhance battle spirit. Some patriotic songs and marches have been associated with certain branches and have led to a bit of interbranch rivalry. Gradually, each branch has been associated with a particular song. Our next selection is a medley in order, the theme songs, which you will recognize, for the Army, Coast Guard, Marines, Air Force, and Navy. The band now plays the Armed Forces Salute.
Thank you.
Now, everybody just relax right where you are, and the jazz band is going to take a few minutes to get set up. Go to it, guys. Now, as our drill sergeant, Dr. Fodor, used to say, be at ease, men. Don't just stand around doing nothing. Police the area and pick up all the cigarette butts. Tom, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. From the time of the Revolutionary War, home front support has been indispensable for the success of our armed forces, and music one of its best symbols. This was especially true during World War II. Daily living was geared to the war effort. Wages and prices were frozen. Meat and gasoline were critical items on the ration list. Blackouts became a familiar routine. Smokers rolled their own. But music lifted our spirits. The most prominent example was provided by the so-called big bands of popular music. Their songs spoke of many things, but most of all, a yearning to reunite families and return to a peaceful world. A regular and popular feature of these concerts is our own ensemble led by Tom Narciso. Here is the CSB big band with Stacy Bone, Caravan, Tuxedo Junction, and Groovin' Easy.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. Our band is growing, so it takes us a little longer than usual to rearrange the furniture. Thank you all for being here. Here's a nice jazz standard, say si bon. A one, two, a one, two, three, four. Thank you. Ellington, one of the giants of jazz. Without him, we might not have a lot of the music that we have now. It may have evolved in a completely different direction. He was so prolific and so influential, still having that effect on thousands upon thousands of musicians today. Here's a real up-tempo one. This is Caravan. One, two, one, two, a one, two, three, four. Before I forget, two of my friends helping us out on this band, Brian Belay on bass, my friend for over 10 years now, thank you. And a slamming good jazz drummer who I've known for 5 or 6 years now, Kirk Abe, way in the back, give it up. Erskine Hawkins wrote this next one. This is Tuxedo Junction. You probably might recognize it. A one, two, a three, four. Thank you. 20 years on trumpet, Galvin Jackson. Welcome back. Piano solo, Dave Frederick. Bass, Brian Belay. We're going to finish with a Sammy Nestico song. This is Groovin' Easy. A one, two, a one, two, three, four. Chris Nguyen on the tenor solo on that one. All right, thank you.
I have a couple of announcements. First of all, thank you to Monta Vista High School Music Department for the use of their band room and their percussion instruments. On behalf of Community Services, thank you for your food donations. And I encourage you to donate anytime, not just for special occasions like this. Even though we're in a pretty good community, there's always a need. On behalf of the band, thank you for your cash donations. You know, we are a nonprofit, low-budget operation, and we have an old beat-up tuba by the door. Please deposit whatever loose change you might have. Really appreciate that. Snack bar will be open during our break. We'll have a 16-minute intermission. Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Before we proceed with the music, I believe it's appropriate that we recognize veterans and active duty personnel in the audience. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to call out branches of service and stand up as your branch is recognized and remain standing until we can all see what representation we have. I think I can remember all of them. Army? Air Force. Air Force. Coast Guard. Ladies and gentlemen, we salute you for your loyalty and your dedication to country. Thank you very much. The composer of the next selection, Edwin E. Bagley, was a professional trombone player who might have remained in musical obscurity as a New Hampshire bandmaster had he not written his famous tune. Some called him a one-hit wonder. John Philip Sousa is often mistakenly credited as the composer of this march, which music critics say is the equal of anything Sousa ever wrote. Its main theme is based on the Star-Spangled Banner, thus assuring immediate recognition and, as it turns out, enduring success. It has always been popular with bands and audiences. Here is the stirring National Emblem March. We'll be right back. Military battles have been a frequent subject for composers. Our next selection was written by Robert W. Smith, the contemporary American educator and conductor, who has been represented on several of our programs with his descriptive music. During the American Revolutionary War, in an unlikely skirmish near Charlotte, North Carolina, over 300 British soldiers were defeated by 12 farmers and a swarm of very angry bees. The British commander, Lord Cornwallis, marched on Charlotte, planning to use the town as his headquarters. As they raided the McIntyre farm for supplies and food, 12 farmers took up their rifles to help defend the property. Suddenly, a British soldier upset some beehives. The bees upset the troops, and they fled without their supplies. The farmers literally chased them out of town as the bees stung them to exhaustion. The commander said it was a hornet's nest of a rebellion. Listen for the swarm effect by the brass mouthpieces, and listen and watch the busy percussion section as they create a general feeling of frenzy. The band now describes the Battle of McIntyre Farm in The Swarm.
Thank you.
The famous songwriter Irving Berlin once said, "The history of America can be traced through its music." As we began to embrace patriotic music, several songs became favorites. Our national anthem is the Star Spangled Banner. Our national march, the Stars and Stripes Forever. The popular one at sports events is Berlin's God Bless America. If one were to choose a song as America's hymn, it would probably be America the Beautiful. On a trip to Pikes Peak, Colorado in 1893, English professor Catherine Lee Bates was inspired by the scenery to write her famous four-stanza poem of lofty ideals. Various composers attempted to set her words to music, and at least 60 tunes were tried, all without success. The version we have come to accept is by Samuel Ward and was first known as Materna, which was derived from the hymn, "O Mother, Dear Jerusalem." We are going to play the arrangement by Carmen Dragon, the famous Hollywood conductor and composer. Conducting will be our resident composer, arranger, and versatile saxophone man, Greg Wong. Here is the patriotic and appealing America the Beautiful. Following the end of World War I, also known as the Great War and the War to End All Wars, we entered the historic period of the Roaring Twenties. The world was busy with post-war recovery, but some countries struggled with social and democratic upheaval. In Germany, a hint of such unrest can be found in a list of news highlights for 1927. The entry for May 1st notes, Adolf Hitler addressed his first Nazi Party meeting in Berlin. Here in America, this event may have caught the attention of some politicians and military personnel. However, the people in general wanted to enjoy life again. The return to normalcy featured amazing technological developments. The automobile, Lindbergh's solo flight across the Atlantic, movies with sound called the talkies. These were carefree times, a time to party. Entertainers were in the spotlight. Bessie Smith, Duke Ellington, Al Jolson, the jazz singer, Clara Bow, the It Girl, and tough guy Jimmy Cagney. A musical snapshot of these crazy times was written by Warren Barker, an award-winning composer and arranger for motion pictures and television. The sections of this composition are entitled Ragtime, Blues, and Manhattan Mayhem. The band now plays New York, 1927. Thank you. few final announcements before we close our program. On Thursday, November the 11th, 11 o'clock in the morning, City of Cupertino will hold its annual Veterans Day ceremony at the Veterans Monument right behind us, Memorial Park right next to the Senior Center. Saturday, December the 18th, former band member Ray Byrne will be bringing his 200 or so saxophonists to play at the annual Saxophone Christmas. December 18th, Saturday, 2 o'clock in downtown San Jose, the holiday display area, and 5 o'clock here in our Malcolm Mall or Cupertino Square, whatever you want to call the location. Our own Cupertino Symphonic Band holiday concert here Sunday, December 19th at 1 o'clock, earlier than our normal 3 o'clock holiday concert, Sunday, December 19th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you, everyone, for your attendance and continued support over all these years. We're going to send you off with America's March, the Stars and Stripes Forever.